new party launched. A new political party, with an initial membership of 6 MPs, was formed in NI yesterday, with the principal aim of starting a united opposition against the unionist government, led by Mr. Gerry Fitt, Stormont and Westminster MP. The new Social Democratic and Labour Party will be based on radical left-of-centre principles. The formation of the new party will erase local political labels such as Republican Labour, Northern Ireland Labour, Nationalist and Independent, which its members have held up to now. 6 MPs attended yesterday's conference: Mr. Gerry Fitt, Dock; Mr. Austin Curry, East Tyrone; Mr. Paddy Devlin Falls; Mr. Ivan Cooper, Mid Derry; Mr. Paddy O'Hanlon, South Armagh; and Mr. John Hume, Foyle. Senator Paddy Wilson, Belfast, was also present. Note, the SDLP quickly supplanted the old rural-based Nationalist Party, securing 22% of the vote in the 1973 Assembly elections. Dupont Man on Silly Troubles. It was about time the people of the North stopped having these damned silly troubles because of the adverse effects they were having on industry. So said Mr. Geoffrey Agate, works director at the DuPont plant at Maidan Derry. Mr. Agate, a member of the Derry Development Commission, was speaking at a ceremony at which 9 apprentices were indentured by the company. Note, Geoffrey Agate, then head of DuPont in Derry, was shot dead by the IRA in 1977 as part of its assassination campaign against businessmen. 98 monument to be replaced. The Celtic cross erected to the memory of Roddy McCauley at Toom, which was severely damaged by an explosion last year, is to be replaced by a suitable memorial to the young 1798 patriot who was hanged on the Bridge of Toom and who is immortalised in song by Ethna Carberry. Note, the Ballymena-born poetess Anna Johnston. Applause in court. There was loud applause in court at the Special Riots Court in Belfast when charges against 39 people, including 10 juveniles, of possessing explosive substances were withdrawn. The explosive substances had been found in a school in Raglan Street, West Belfast, during the riots last July.